Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 9, 2023. Demand the creator's intervention. Question: I stopped being an example for my 10. It was important for me to awaken the hearts of my friends, but my selfishness has dragged me very deep inside and nothing helps. How can I get out of this state? Answer: you must set an example for everyone about how to get out of this state. And no matter how you feel, you just need to open yourself up and connect with everyone. That is all. Previously, the Creator gave you strength, you were a beginner. But now you have become wiser, you have all sorts of reasoning, and therefore you must appeal to the Creator. You need a connection with your friends so that you can help each other achieve a state where you all demand intervention from the Creator. Question: what should we ask and demand from the Creator during our common prayer? Answer: you must ask for only one thing, to rise above your egoistic heart to the request for mutual unification. After all, each of us is just a small particle. If we unite, then we will have the power to demand, ask, and convince the Creator so that He will raise us spiritually so we will not remain broken, separated, and worthless. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 29, 2023. Preparation for opening the heart at the Congress. Universal allergy. Question: why are there so many allergies now? What is an allergy? Answer: an allergy is unresponsiveness, a negative reaction to something. What does it mean? I'm allergic to you. That is, I do not tolerate you, I have a negative reaction to you, I have unpleasant feelings while being in contact with you. This is an allergy. Today, it is manifested in absolutely everything. The fact is that we have poisoned everything that gets into us: air, water, and food. After all, a person is a factory for processing what goes inside him. And all we take in are poisons, the type our body cannot process. These are not natural poisons like eating spoiled fish, meat, fruits, or vegetables. You made such modified products yourself, you polluted the water and air yourself, which cause unnatural reactions in our body. Therefore, the body simply rebels, it does not know how to cope with it. Allergies manifest themselves in us in almost everything. It is the basis of all disease, all our problems at the sensory, mental, and at any level, because we have been viciously poisoning ourselves for at least 100 years. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Allergy Treatment, October 28, 2011. The Star of David. Comment: you once said that the Star of David has nothing to do with Judaism. My response: the Star of David is not found in any of the ancient Jewish symbols. Scientists say it is found in the East among the Hindus. This symbol is called the Star of David because his army used to make shields in this way. Two triangles superimposed on each other protected the shoulders and head of the warriors, and the central part served as a double protection. For us as well, these two triangles add up to a Kabbalistic system. But, in general, we have neither historical nor Kabbalistic facts that the Star of David is a star. Even in Hebrew, it is called Magen David, Shield of David. That is, it is not a star, not a symbol, but a shield with which the soldiers defended themselves. All 40 years of his reign, King David fought and wrote Psalms. He was at the same time a statesman, a judge, and a commander, so he had to be at the highest moral level. To this day, his Psalms are used by people all around the world. This is the most widely read book. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Star of David, October 1, 2011. To the convention with the force of the 10. We will have a grand convention, and many friends in the 10s will be in different parts of our planet. It is very important that everyone not just arrive or come to the convention, but that each will bring all the force of their ten to pass to the connection of the convention. Each friend should be perceived as a representative of the ten and will also give strength to his ten. Based on this, we will gather in a mass in quantity and quality in which the Creator will manifest. If a person comes to the convention himself, he has one small force. He cannot annul his egoism. But if he comes with the strength of ten, he already annulled his egoism and comes to the convention ready to unite. It will be a huge force. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 27, 2023. Preparation for opening the heart at the Congress. Six days of the creation of the world. In the article The Donkey Driver, a sage named Elazar talks about the 6 days of the creation of the world. Each day is a revelation of the special power of the Creator. The power of the Creator comes from the first three higher Sephirot, Keter, Hochma, and Bina, and then develops inside a person in the six lower Sephirot, Hesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and in the final Sephirah Malkut, which collects all the properties of the previous six Sephirot, and thus reveals the Creator within himself. There are 5 levels of desires, which symbolize the 5 days of the creation of the world. The 6th day is Yesod, a collective action that mixes all the previous properties. The 7th day is already the filling of the corrected Kli with light, therefore, it is not customary to do work on Saturday, that is, correction. From Cab TV's preface to the Book of Zohar, September 3, 2023. The legacy of a spiritual teacher. Question: the spiritual teacher is waiting for his student and preparing himself for him. Is this his life? Answer: yes, of course. Baal HaSulam writes this. The teacher prepares for the student to come, and he will pass on the method to him. When I studied with Rabash, it was absolutely clear to me that I had to prepare to teach. I immediately began recording lessons on a tape recorder, drawing diagrams, and writing what Rabash told me when we were walking in the park. I began to systematize these materials and put them in order. I knew for sure that I would have to take the method from him and pass it on. I had a clear feeling that I existed in order to receive it from him. I did not know how many years I would stay next to him, because he was a 70-year-old man when I came to him. But I was sure that after all my ordeal in search for a teacher, I should receive the method precisely from him. I just did not see anyone else, although I knew many people and was looking for a teacher. But Rabash, in spirit, in approach, in source, in character, in desire, and in readiness, was wholly directed towards spirituality. Therefore, I knew that I was receiving this media packet from him and would have to pass it on. He knew it too. Thus, his entire archive, his whole legacy, was passed to me. After Rabash died, I immediately opened it to everyone. If someone else had it, he might have kept it and not given it away. Or he could give out one portion at a time for personal reasons, in order to feel that he has it, he is special. No, I immediately gave all his students copies of the originals so that they could use them. After that, I felt calm. Rabash's works were not lying inside my desk. I fulfilled my duty to my friends. I gave them everything. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, February 12, 2010. From Corporeal to Spiritual Work. Question: I feel like I am constantly working for a reward, but I understand that I just need to continue. How should I react correctly to such a state? Answer: you need to be more integrated with the friends and then gradually it will be possible to move from corporeal work for a reward to spiritual work. You can strengthen your intention to work for the Creator with all your might only through connection in the group. When the entire group unites with each other and is directed at the Creator, then we can already act. That is, we must connect all the previous pluses and minuses in ourselves and turn to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 27, 2023. To criticize oneself. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how would you describe the world today in one sentence? Why? The world today is being expressed as a single unified, interconnected and interdependent global system, and since we wish to remain as our individualistic egoistic selves while the world becomes more and more connected, we experience such tightening connection as suffering. This is why we need to infuse a new form of education and upbringing into our lives, so that we develop new influences that will promote and guide us to positively realize our increasing connectedness, with mutual consideration, support and encouragement in our connections. Based on the Daily Kabbalah Lesson with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on May 28, 2012 on the article, 600,000 Souls. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.